WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're riding an emotional roller coaster, going from giddy highs to crushing lows in a matter of minutes? You know that feeling when you're on top of the world 1 minute, then suddenly your stomach drops and all motivation vanishes? Yeah, we've all been there. Emotions, man. They can be powerful forces, shaping our thoughts, actions, and ultimately, our experiences. But here's the thing. Understanding and working with our emotions isn't about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about learning to recognize them, acknowledge their power, and then channeling that energy in a way that benefits us. Think of it like this. Emotions are like ingredients in a recipe. You wouldn't throw all the spices in at once without understanding how each one contributes to the final dish, right? So let's dive into five key takeaways for understanding and working with your emotions. Number one, recognize them. This sounds simple, but it's often where we trip up. We get caught up in the whirlwind of thoughts and actions, and before we know it, we're reacting without even realizing what's driving us. Take a moment to pause. Breathe deeply and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Is it anger, sadness, joy, fear? Name it. Putting a label on your emotions is the first step towards understanding them. Number two, don't judge. This one is crucial, folks. We often beat ourselves up for having certain emotions. Feeling angry, scared, or sad can feel like a sign of weakness. But here's the truth. All emotions are valid. There's no such thing as a good or bad emotion. They're simply signals telling you something about your experience. Acknowledge them without judgment, just like you would acknowledge any other part of yourself. Number three, explore the why. Once you've identified an emotion, take a moment to explore what might be triggering it. What happened recently that could have sparked this feeling? Understanding the root cause can help you address the issue more effectively and prevent those same emotions from resurfacing in the future. Sometimes, it's easier to talk things through with someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, anyone who can offer a listening ear and a fresh perspective. Number four, express yourself. Bottling up your emotions is like trying to hold back a dam. Eventually, it's going to burst. Find healthy ways to express your feelings. Talk to someone you trust, write in a journal, create art, dance it out, whatever feels right for you. Getting those emotions out can be incredibly cathartic and help you process them more effectively. And finally, number five. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this journey. It takes time and effort to learn about your emotions and how to work with them. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity and moments of confusion. Just remember that you're doing the best you can, and every step you take towards understanding yourself is a victory. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed by emotions, maybe stress at work, a disagreement with a loved one, or even just the overwhelming pressure of everyday life. How did you react? Did you push those feelings aside, try to ignore them, or allow yourself to feel them fully? Maybe you lashed out, withdrew from others, or found solace in a creative outlet. Recognizing those patterns can help you identify healthier coping mechanisms for the future. Remember, folks, understanding and working with your emotions isn't about becoming some emotionless robot. It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience, navigating it with awareness and intention, and ultimately living a more fulfilling and authentic life. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, and start taking small steps towards emotional mastery. You got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts, drop a comment on the website, hit us up on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And remember, join me tomorrow as we explore another aspect of living our best lives, one day at a time. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.